This goes to Dr. Craig White, WHITE, fax 616-225-9838. Regarding Sally Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, date of birth 2-4 of 1946. Dear Dr. White, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Curry with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, COPD, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was May 16th of 2023. She has lost 20 pounds over the last year. She's not eating quite as much as she used to. She's diabetic now and is trying to manage her diabetes with diet, and it seems to be working quite well. Her biggest complaint, she's had some right-sided flank pain. It's been constant for more than a month of unknown etiology. She denies any changes in consistency of urine or ability to urinate. No cloudiness, blood, or foaminess is noted in the urine. No history of kidney stones. Nothing seems to help the pain, and nothing actually makes it worse. She is wheelchair-bound, and she's on oxygen 24 hours a day at 2 liters per nasal cannula due to the COPD and pulmonary hypertension. She denies any chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic shortness of breath with exertion, none at rest, no cough or wheezing. She has no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have edema of the lower extremities, and that is stable, and her husband brings her to the appointment today. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix. She takes 80 milligrams twice a day, and then she requires potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent, 3 daily due to hypokalemia associated with the Lasix use. She's also on 12 units daily of Lantus insulin for the diabetes. Physical exam, weight 211 pounds, pulse is 92, oxygen saturation is 94% on 2 liters of nasal cannula, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is obese, no ascites, no tenderness. She has 2 to 3 plus edema from knees to toes. No CVA tenderness. She does have some tenderness in the right paraspinal muscle in the thoracic spine area, though, to palpation. And some muscle firmness is noted also. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 29th of 2024, her creatinine was 1.02 with estimated GFR of 56. Sodium is 141. Potassium was low at 3.2, and at that point, her potassium was increased from 40 mil equivalent a day to 60 mil equivalent a day. Her phosphorus is 3.0. Carbon dioxide is 26. Calcium is 9.3, albumin is 3.8. Hemoglobin 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, diabetic nephropathy, 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, 4, COPD, oxygen dependent. We did review a CT of the abdomen with contrast done 10/31 of 22, and they did find that she had diffuse fatty liver disease, and it may be that she requires a recheck of the liver to see if that is causing the right flank pain. A CT of the abdomen and pelvis with oral contrast would probably be appropriate. But creatinine is good enough that she could use IV contrast if that was needed. Perhaps she might need a referral to a gastroenterologist, too, if the fatty liver disease appears to have progressed. And we would like her to continue to have labs done every 3 months for us, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.